servicemen and women of the United Nations, it's another rebroadcast of the Village Store. In the absence of Joan Davis and Jack Haley, management of the Village Store has been turned over to Edward Everett Horton. First, Dave Street and the orchestra open the program with It Had to Be You.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around in a friendly find that somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad. Thinking of you, some others I've seen might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, for nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, with all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you. Wonderful you, it had to be you.
Tonight, the Fountain Air is accompanied by Eddie Paul. I can't help it if I love you, but I do.
I can't help it if I love you, but I do. Oh, I can't help it if I want you, but I do. I do. Heaven knows I'm not the kind to pose around as being smart. All I know is that I love you so, and that's with all my heart. I can't help it if I need you, but I do. I knew. Maybe it's because I'm seeing my dreams come true. The very moment we met, I knew my future was set. So I can't help it if I love you, but I do. I do. The very moment we met, I knew my future was set.
Oh, God. Maisie Lou, I can't help it if I love you.
Oh, but you do, huh? Don't you, huh? I bet you do love me, don't you, huh?
Oh, gosh, Maisie Lou, don't you go around making fun of me now.
Why, you silly boy.
Huh?
From the very first moment we met.
What, Maisie Lou?
I knew our future was set.
Oh, gosh, boy, oh, boy, gee, willikers.
So I can't help it if I love you. But I do. I do.
It's a bright summer morning in the village. Eddie Horton has just opened the little door and is reading another postcard that has just arrived from Joan Davis.
Isn't it thoughtful of Joan to write to me? She says, "Dear Eddie, last night I had a wonderfully romantic time. First, dining and dancing in a dimly lit nightclub, then a slow ride in the park under a glorious moon, and finally a long, lingering walk through Lover's Lane. Gosh, what a romantic evening. Some night I hope to go there with a man." Well, it's awfully monotonous and dull here. I hope you're the same. Best regards to all, Joan. Now, isn't that an interesting little letter? And,
Hello, Eddie.
Oh, hello, Betty. Hello. I was just reading a letter from Joan Davis.
Eddie, would you like to go swimming with me?
I'd love to, Penny, only I won't be able to for a couple of days. My bathing suit is being repaired.
Oh, why? What's wrong with it?
Well, it's a little too tight, and it chafes my ankles. I'm having it cut off 2 or 3 inches.
You mean you're going to wear a bathing suit with legs that come 2 or 3 inches above your ankle?
Uh-huh. Daring, isn't it? Penny, I've just had a great idea. You know that in all the time I've known you, we've never been alone together, so why don't we go on a picnic?
Oh, Eddie, that's wonderful. I'll go right home and ask my mother to come with us.
Must you?
Why, Eddie, you sound as though you don't want Mother to come along on the picnic.
Well, I hope I do. I don't think it's fair for old people to spoil young people's fun.
Oh, but Eddie, you won't spoil Mother's fun.
Well, and that's different, of course. I thought if you're... What am I talking about? Look, Penny, can't we please go on this picnic alone?
Well, all right, Eddie. Oh. And it's such a wonderful day. Let's go right now.
All right, all right. Now, I'll try and find somebody to take care of the store. And look, Penny. Here comes Billy Burke. We can ask her to mind the store so that you and I...
Hello, Mr. Horton.
Well, if it isn't Billy Burke. Yes, indeed. Billy Burke in the flesh.
Oh, dear, did I forget to wear my clothes again? Oh, I know. That's just an expression, isn't it?
Well, of course, it's just an expression. Like... It's an expression like, here comes Billy Burke in person, or here comes Billy Burke herself, or here comes Billy Burke in the flesh.
Oh, goodness, just my luck. I would be triplets when there's a manpower shortage. Oh,
dear Eddie, how about introducing me to Miss Burke?
Oh, how stupid of me to forget, Penny. Miss Burke, I'd like you to meet Penny Cartwright.
Oh, certainly. Where do you want me to meet her?
I don't want you to meet her anywhere. She's right here. This is Penny Cartwright in the flesh.
Oh, goodness, everybody's forgetting their clothes these days.
Burke, are you enjoying your stay here in town?
Oh, my, yes. Only last night I came back to my hotel late, and I was so tired I fell right asleep, even though my room seemed to be going round and round and around.
Oh, that's too bad. Were you sick?
No, I fell asleep in the revolving door.
You spent the night in a revolving door? Mm-hmm. Oh, now look, Miss Burke, Penny and I would like to go out on a picnic today, and you could do me a big favor.
Oh, I know. You want me to come along as a chaperone. Yeah.
Miss Burke, please, I don't want to be rude, but Penny and I had planned on being alone. You know the old saying about two's company?
Oh, certainly, two's company and three's the Andrews sisters.
Look, Miss Burke, maybe you and I ought to go and pack a lunch and change our clothes, and Eddie will see if he can get someone to take care of the store.
All right. Oh, by the way, Mr. Horton, how do I get back to my hotel?
Well, you go out the door.
Oh, and... thank you. Why didn't I think of that? Goodbye.
I'll go with you, Miss Burke. Goodbye, Eddie.
Goodbye. Well, there they go. You know, it's really a pleasure to talk to a girl like Billy Burke. She certainly has a fine brain. In fact, she ought to be fined for having it. Dear me, I thought I was going to be all alone on a picnic with Penny and...
Howdy, bub.
Oh, yes, sir. What can I do for you, sir?
Nothing. I'm old enough to do everything for myself. Now, I'd like to sell you something. I'm a traveling salesman.
A traveling salesman? What's your line?
Oh, I just say, how's chances for a date, honey?
My goodness, at your age.
Oh, fiddly-dee, I ain't so old. I'm only 74.
Well, 74 isn't exactly young. I think it's kind of old for a traveling salesman.
No. Anyway, this isn't my regular job. I'm just taking my father's place today.
Oh. Well, that's too bad. Why are you taking his place today? Is there anything wrong with your father?
No. He's downtown taking his physical.
Oh. Well, look, by the way, what's your name?
My name is Sam Sampson. I'm the snappiest little salesman south of the Sierra, sonny. Now, how's about settling down to business? I got my sample case right here.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like some Kleenex?
Would I? Yes, indeed.
So would I.
You know, I just can't get over your being a traveling salesman. Tell me, it really must be a pretty sort of interesting living, huh?
Oh, the things I've seen. Well, I can tell you something that'll make your hair curl.
What?
A permanent wave. Well, I gotta get back over to my hotel. Goodbye, sonny.
No. Thank goodness he's gone. He almost made me late for the picnic and...
Hello, Mr. Horton. Say, I hear you're trying to get Billy Burke to tend store for you today.
Yes, I was, John, but I don't know. She helped me the other day and it was awful.
Why, what happened, Eddie?
Well, a lady came in and asked to see our head cheese, and do you know what Miss Burke did? She pointed to me and said, there he is.
Oh, well...
And that's not all. Another customer came up to the fountain and wanted an ice cream sundae. And Miss Burke said, do you think it'll keep? This is only Thursday.
Oh, Mr. Horton.
Oh, it's Dave Street. What's on your mind, Dave?
Why, I'd like some advice. I'm having trouble with my girl. You know, she's old-fashioned, and every time I try to kiss her, she slaps my face.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, I thought you could help me. Didn't you ever try to kiss a girl? Didn't you ever get your face slapped?
I'm not saying. But my rosy complexion isn't due to high blood pressure.
Well, gee, Mr. Horton, I'm worried. I don't know what to do.
Well, what do you usually do when you're worried?
I sing.
Well, start singing, Dave. See what happens.
All right.
Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. Sweet and lovely, heaven must have sent her my way. Skies above me never were as blue as her eyes, and she loves me. Who would want a sweeter surprise? When she nestles in my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is taunting me. Melody haunting me, sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. And she loves me. There is nothing more I can say. When she nestles in my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is taunting me. Melody haunting me, sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. And she loves me. There is nothing more I can say.
Well, that Dave Street certainly sings a beautiful song, but my word, I still haven't gotten anyone to mind the store. It's getting late, and if I'm going down that picnic, I'll have to get someone.
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Horton.
Oh.
Here I am again.
Oh, you're back.
No, I'm Billy. My, you forget names easily.
I know you're Billy, but you're back.
Oh, silly, I'm not Billy back. I'm Billy Burke. Penny's outside. We're both ready to go on the picnic. Have you found anyone to mind the store yet?
No. But do you know what would be the best idea? If you'd take charge of the store for the day.
But if I took care of the store, what? Then I couldn't go on the picnic, and then you and Penny would do with, go without me, and that would leave you all alone with Penny, and... Oh, you sly old wolf, you.
Sly old wolf. Miss Burke, I am not sly. I'm not old, and I am not a... Do you really think I am?
Well, I think that...
Oh, Billy, look. Here comes Mrs. Blint. Now, Billy, maybe we can get her to mind the store.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Isn't it? So let's both be very nice to the old goat. Hello, Mrs. Blint.
Hello, Mr. Horton. Hello, Miss Burke.
Now, listen, Billy, listen to me. My, you're certainly looking wonderful today, Mrs. Blint.
Oh, you flatterer, you.
Oh, but my dear, he isn't flattering you. It's the truth. You do look wonderful. You're certainly a nice-looking old goat.
Old goat. Well, I like that.
Oh, do you? Well, I'll say it again. You're an old goat.
Miss Burke, please. Billy. Remember, we're trying to get on the good side of Blimpy.
I know, but she has so many sides. She confuses me.
Look, Blimpy, I wanted to talk to you.
Yes?
You see, I want to go on a picnic, and I wonder if you
I'd love to go with you, Eddie.
No, Blimpy, please.
Oh, I just love picnics. Why, I remember when my second husband took me on one. We stayed until evening, and then we played hide-and-go-seek in the woods.
Oh, how romantic.
Oh, yes. It certainly was. I was hiding in the dark behind a tree when suddenly someone sneaked up behind me and gave me a terrific bear hug.
Your husband?
No, a bear.
Well, I hope you were both very happy.
Don't be silly. There I was in the clutches of that huge bear. The bear kept hugging and hugging me, and I thought my ribs would break.
Oh, my. Well, what happened?
His broke first.
Well, what an experience. Imagine being hugged by a bear. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want that to happen to you again.
You mind your own business.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, you see, Blimpy, I can't go on the picnic with Penny and Miss Burke unless I get someone to bind the store for me, and I know Penny will be so disappointed.
Oh, well, I have nothing to do this afternoon. I'll stay here and mind the store while you two go off on your picnic.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
It certainly is. Well, come on, Billy, come on. We better be going. Thank you, Mrs. Blimp, but I... Oh, dear, look, here comes a customer.
Mr.
Hello, hello, Mrs. Quigley. Is there anything I can do for you?
Yes, I'm still trying to get some Arillac.
Well, Mrs. Quigley, I told you last week, how can I sell you Arillac when I don't even know what it is?
Well, all I know is I got a letter from my sister Hilda in Brooklyn telling me to get some Arillac because it's so wonderful. I think it's something made out of milk.
Well, why don't you call your sister in Brooklyn and ask her what Arillac is?
Oh, I tried that. I called her four times, but I didn't get any answer.
Oh. Well, maybe her phone is out of order.
Well, it can't be. She hasn't got one.
Well, then why don't you write to her? She could answer you and tell you what Arillac is.
Oh, she simply hasn't got any time to answer letters. She's busy day and night.
Oh, really? Well, isn't that nice? Doing what?
Trying to find out what Arillac is. Well, I'll go now, but I'll drop in again next week. Maybe you'll have some Arillac then, Mr. Horton. Goodbye.
Well, goodbye, goodbye. Come on now, Billy, come on. Let's not keep Penny waiting any longer. Let's get on the picnic. Hurry, Blimpy. Goodbye, Blimpy, and thank you. Thanks for watching the store.
Goodbye. Oh, and Miss Burke, watch out for that vicious bear I told you about.
Oh, I will, but how will I recognize him?
Well, he's wearing my sorority pin. Goodbye.
Oh, isn't it wonderful out here in the woods? We'll just hike a little farther and then we'll stop from here and eat.
Oh, and look, here's a stream. Let's rest and go wading. I'll roll up my trousers.
Oh, yes, Billy. We can take off our shoes and stockings. Come on.
All right. There. My left shoe and stocking are off. Oh, what cute toesies I have. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed at home. This little piggy had roast beef. And this little piggy had none. Too bad. No ration points, I suppose.
Let's keep hiking farther into the woods. Too many little piggies here. We can find a much better spot than this.
Oh, look, Mr. Horton. Mm, here comes a man.
Oh.
Out of my way, peasant. It is I, Ronald Ravenscroft.
Oh, Mr. Ravenscroft, you remember me?
Fortunately, no.
Oh, but Mr. Ravenscroft, what are you doing way out here in the woods?
Well, you see, I'm very fond of maple sugar. So I took myself out here into the woods and found a maple tree. I cut holes into the bark of the tree, and now I'm waiting for a little sap to come.
Hello, Mr. Ravenscroft.
It came sooner than I thought. Oh, but it's wonderful out here in the woods. I come out here often to relax and get away from the stress and strain of work.
Oh. Oh, do you still make a living writing away to different companies for free samples?
Indubitably. This morning the mailman brought me a batch of new samples, including some Evershine shoe polish. Being badly in need of a shine, I immediately applied it, first lifting the left foot and shining it, and then the right, until both were a gleaming black. It was terrible.
Terrible? Why?
I'd forgotten to put my shoes on.
That is too bad. Oh, you poor, poor boy.
No pity, please.
Well, all right. But isn't making a living by sending away for free samples pretty hard?
Indubitably. But I've started in another business, and it's very essential work, too.
Oh, that's good, that's good. What is it?
I send questions to quiz programs. Would you like to hear the question I sent which stumped all the experts on information, please?
Definitely no.
Good. Name an eight-letter word which is spelled just the same backwards as forwards, which has all the vowels and no consonants.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Now, let me see. Don't tell me. An eight-letter word with all the vowels and no consonants, and it's spelled the same backwards as forwards? Well, let me see. I don't know. I give up. What is it?
How should I know? I just make up the questions, not the answers.
Well, I suppose you're enjoying your little tramp through the woods. It must be great to stop working.
Oh, but I haven't stopped. The famous Nature magazine is having a poetry contest, and I have written an entry called The Skunk. Would you like to hear it?
Indubitably.
Well, you should hear it anyway. The Skunk. If a skunk asks you to visit its home, be wary, friend, do not step in. For a skunk may look like a harmless cat, but it carries a secret weapon. Well, Mr. Horton, what do you think of my poem?
Well, it was about a skunk, and it certainly does.
Thank you. Good day, sir.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Hey, Billy, honey, come on. Now that we've got rid of him, let's move on.
Yes, I think you're right.
Oh, all right, Eddie. Wait till we put our shoes and stockings on. We'll be with you in a minute.
When you have another's arms about you, do you ever think of me? When you whisper, I can't live without you, do you ever think of me? And when your eyes disguise the same old loving lies you tell so tenderly, deep in your heart I'm feeling, when some heart you're stealing, do you ever think of me? Do you ever think of me? Do you ever, ever think of me? My love, do you ever think of me? Don't you ever stop and think of me? And when your eyes disguise the same old lies you told so tenderly, deep in your heart and feeling, when somebody's heart you're stealing, don't you ever stop and think of me?
We've been walking through these woods all day. And goodness, these buggies are terrible.
Well, just a little farther. Oh. We'll find a good place to have our picnic.
Well, dear, I don't know where we are. Do you know, Eddie?
Why, certainly. It's very easy. You see, the moss is growing on the north side of this tree, and the mountain to our left is due south. Now, the sun just set over there behind that hill, so that's west. And the breeze is blowing southeast. All of which means our latitude is 60.9 and our longitude is 83.7. Or to put it more simply, boy, are we lost.
Oh, my goodness, we're lost. What shall we do?
Dear Odo, I know. Let's advertise in the Lost and Found column.
Really, Billy, that's just silly. Huh? Now, come on, let's not worry about being lost, girls. Don't worry about it at all. Be brave, like Nina. Be brave.
Oh, but, Eddie, we don't know where we are.
Oh, don't worry, Penny. Just follow me. I'll get us out. I have a wonderful sense of direction.
Well, very well, Billy, then. You lead the way. Well, Billy, where are we?
I don't know. We're even more lost than we were before. And it's all your fault, Eddie.
My fault? Why, it's your fault. You told us to follow you.
Well, you shouldn't have listened to me. You should have realized I'm stupid.
Well, I wouldn't say that you're stupid. There must be a much stronger word that we can use than that.
Eddie, dear, I'm getting awfully cold.
Oh, well, come here, Penny, dear. Come over here now. I'll put my arm around you.
Eddie, dear, I'm getting awfully cold, too.
Well, Billy, you go build a fire.
What? Eddie, these bugs are terrible. I'm scared. Let's call for help. Somebody might be around and hear us.
Oh, that's a good idea, Penny. That's a very good idea. I will. I'll call. Hello? Hello? Echo. Hello? No, that was Mr. Ravenscroft. Come over here, Mr. Ravenscroft. We're lost in the woods. It's dark, and we're having trouble with a lot of little bugs.
You're having trouble with what?
Bugs. Bugs. Gnats.
Well, gnats do you do that?
Eddie,
Eddie, you'll just have to go for help. We're terribly lost, and I'm so tired, I just can't go another step.
All right, Penny, all right, I'll tell you about it. You wait, you stay here, will you? You stay here, Penny, and I'll go ahead with Billy.
All right.
You feel all right, Billy, don't you?
Yes.
Well, then right this way, Billy, come with me right... Oh, my word, what silly farmer left this cow loose in the woods?
I beg your pardon.
It's you, Blimpy. Thank goodness you found us. We're saved. We're saved.
Yes, I came to look for you. I was afraid you might run into that vicious bear.
Oh, my goodness. That's the bear now. Let's get out of here. Run.
Well, then right this way. Right this way. Here, here's the road. Maybe it leads into town. Run. Oh, girls, dear. Run.
Woo, wait for me.
Oh, dear. We've been running for hours and hours. Where are we, Eddie? Are we near home?
I don't know, Billy, but thank goodness we lost that bear.
I know where we are.
Yes, where?
Oh, this is the old amusement park on the outskirts of town. And look, look, we're in the Tunnel of Love.
The Tunnel of Love?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Eddie, we are in the Tunnel of Love, you and I together.
And I'm here too, Eddie.
Oh, my word. Well... goodbye, girls. Goodbye. I'll see you later.
Where are you going, Eddie?
I'm going back to the woods to find that bear. It's much safer.
Sweet Rosie O'Grady, my dear little Rose. She's my steady lady, and almost everyone knows. When we two are married, how happy we'll be. I love sweet Rosie O'Grady, and Rosie O'Grady loves me. Sweet Rosie O'Grady, my dear little Rose. She's my steady lady, most everyone knows. When we two are married, how happy we will be. For I'm in love with Rosie O'Grady, sweetest of all the O'Grady's. She's sweeter than all of the ladies, the Katies or Maggies or Sadies. Oh, Rosie O'Grady loves me.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.